Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So come on, everybody. Let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing, CISFA? Let's start the show with our first cup.
I hope you poured something nice there, Dana.
Oh, man. Not today.
No?
I didn't get up early enough.
Oh, my goodness. You and your fancy coffee. I forget about that.
Oh, goodness. Man. I messed up. I messed up this morning, Dennis.
It's okay.
Boring old water.
I understand. Look, it can't all be the easy days of how this show's title came all about, right? The days right? of you stopping by my office back when we were on campus.
The good old days.
And using my K-Cup machine. That was, you know, guilted out of me by student workers who were like, we like coffee, but we like fancy coffee. And apparently our regular coffee maker that costs hundreds of dollars wasn't good enough for them.
You know, hey, you got to get with the times, Dennis.
I was just happy that you would bring your own coffee once in a while. Because, you know, our student workers, they're always poor and never had any money.
Yeah, and those K-Cups are expensive.
Absolutely. That they are. Yes, I did not know that until I was buying tons of them all the time. And that's why I would buy different things that were on sale. And then we would see how desperate our student workers would get.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, and you would know that by the rack. So,
yes, the rack you bought us.
Yes. So if you see the less popular ones, you know, and you see them standing there, you know, for a few minutes trying to decide, should I go for it?
Exactly. It's like, I don't know if I want the French vanilla bean that's extra dark roast. You'd see them literally stand there and spin and spin and spin.
Yep.
Because, you know, I know you're your Pike's, is it Pike's? Place roast.
Yeah, my Starbucks. Yeah, my Pike Place. Yeah.
And I would drink just about anything other than I don't like always the dark roast to me. And sometimes I'd buy those like somewhat flavored ones, like the donut shops and all. But the poor student workers, they just stand there and spin until they finally were like, I'll do this.
Just go for it. Yeah. Just go for it. Because I've been in that situation a couple of times, Dennis, truthfully.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know. Yeah. And you're like you said, you're just standing there and should I take this ride?
Yeah. You know, so luckily there's still a few sitting in my office. I stopped in the office this week. I turned off the machine because obviously we don't know when we're going back. So I'm going to leave the K-Cups for now. I hope they don't go bad.
And I hope not either.
And if they do, worst case, I'll have to replace those too.
And I'll be there to support you in this. And, you know, I'll buy some Pike Place.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Dana.
So I'm here for you. I'm here for you, boss.
Well, let's get into some of the meat of the show today. You know, we're recording this on the morning of Friday, August 21st. So this is our end of the week episode. Me and Dana here trying to do two episodes a week, a start of the week and an end of the week. Now, we had hoped to have an interview segment today with our fellow brethren, the CASFA president, Anna Faye Robinson. But we're going to push that out a couple weeks because this is August. People are starting up semesters and everyone's super busy. And now that me and Dana, you know, we're ensconced into this whole co-hosting mode, you know, we're trying to shape these 30-minute shows to be close from week to week to have some similarities. But now, again, because we don't have the interview segment today, we're going to fill with a little bit more on the financial aid news topics. And so going through a variety of things this morning, we're going to touch on some things briefly here. I want to talk first about one great news source that's out there. If you're not getting this, you should. And that's the today's news from the Office of Communications for the State Chancellor's Office. So the California Community College's Chancellor's Office puts out a daily news almost throughout the whole year that covers all kinds of things, financial aid and higher education related. And they pull everything from news stories, from TV show, TV news networks, to newspapers and otherwise. If you are on the CFAO All listserv, and this is usually your financial aid directors and assistant directors, you ought to be getting this daily already. For everyone else, I would suggest you contact them through their email account, which is communications@cco.edu. And so CCCCO is the California Community Colleges Chancellor's Office. And that's communications@cccco.edu. We'll have links to that and other information in the show notes.
So guys, another great news source of today's news is today's news, from NASFA. You need to be a member institution, but considering all that you get with your membership, such as access to training, webinars, publications, online resources, and more, it's definitely worth the cost. And their daily email encompasses financial aid news from across the nation. So definitely check out NASFA.org. That's NASFAA.org. And the web link will be in the show notes.
Yes, a great resource. And again, they just cover so many topics and keep you up to date. One other thing, another great resource, and again, not specific news from them today, but we'll have some coming up, is the old FinAid L listserv. Dana, have you ever heard of this?
I don't believe I have.
This is probably the granddaddy of all financial aid information exchanges for professionals in our field. It's been around since probably the early 90s. It is still formatted in kind of the old, I forgot what they call it, like listserv bulletin board style.
Old school.
Yeah, it really is. And so you can get an email every day. I get like a daily digest that has it. So it's still a little clunky. But I mean, if you're looking for topics across the nation and input from some very smart people, this is just one of the great places to go. So I'll make sure that we have a link to this also in our end of the show notes.
Okay. All right, guys, now for some actual news. So remember, this is the time of year for all of our colleges to submit enrollment and GPA files to CSAC, and that is the California Student Aid Commission for our students. If your college is like mine, you may be making multiple submissions as your summer terms are coming to an end.
Yeah, I just did. In fact, I just submitted ours last night. Awesome. Through the CSAC website, because we want to try to get enrollment for the fall out there, because the State Aid Commission uses that to help figure out where people are going to school. So that's rolling along. And on top of that, some other news coming out of CSAC. Don't forget, September 24th is the final day for year-end reconciliation for this is the 2019-2020 school year that's closing out. The time to reconcile your Cal Grant and middle class scholarship programs. Don't forget to refer to the CSAC Special Alert GSA 2020-30 for more information, and we'll put a link into the show notes for that.
You know, Dennis, when you mentioned the September 24th deadline, yes. You know what came to mind?
What's that?
Dum dum dum. Like, you know, like, oh man, it's coming.
Yes,
it's
coming. It is. It's literally like 32 days away. So reconciliation, you know, just like on our campus, you want to make sure you're not trying to spend money after you can't get money in.
Absolutely. So yeah, definitely watch out for that. That's September 24th right. Deadline. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, moving along. So, and for some CSFA specific news, our webmaster, David, recently sent out a notice to CSFA members regarding two open positions in the financial aid office at College of the Desert, in slightly warm Palm Desert. We'll include a link to the CSFA Employment Opportunity Board in our show notes.
Yeah, so as a reminder to other schools, if you'd like stuff like this posted, Please get that information into our webmaster for CISA, David Shook. You know, Dana, I think we're just at that point in the show. We're going to do a little short musical interlude, and then we're going to get into our second cup.
And welcome to our second official second cup segment on the What's Brewing CISPA show.
Time to pour yourself another just hot cup of water, I guess, Dana, if you didn't make your coffee this morning.
Man, you know, I don't know what happened. Like I said, I dropped the ball, but I will be ready for the next show with my cup of coffee.
I'm sure you will. And we'll have some new equipment for you. So this is kind of, we're going to leave this as an open segment. I want to talk about work from home, but also for everyone that knows we're or doesn't know, obviously we're co-hosting from about 15 miles apart. So we have plenty of social distancing going on here. You know, the goal had been, you know, we would record from my office. We had the space. I have all the equipment that I'd purchased myself for me and Dana to do this. But obviously we've been working from home for quite a while now, and we figured out how to do the co-hosting part. How's it going for you with the working from home, Dana?
You know, Dennis.
I hear the pause. I hear the pause there. Are you afraid others in the room might hear you?
I just want to articulate it in a good way, but I'm just going to keep it real. It's not easy. It has its challenges, but I will say, I feel extremely blessed because, you know, I have all the resources I need to work successfully, you know, to be successful in my work. Mm-hmm. But like you said, there are other distractors in the home.
I hear you. It's hard.
I have other obligations with me here in the home.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, I mean, I know we both don't have kids ourselves, but we obviously know co-employees who do, or some of our co-employees or student workers or former student workers, I know, have younger siblings or nieces and nephews that they may be helping out with. Yeah, it's an interesting time when it's just beyond you. But even when it's just you, it can seem like a whole nother world.
It really can. And, you know, I'm the type of individual that, you know, I need community. I need connectivity, you know, to thrive, mm-hmm. you know, as an individual.
Absolutely.
So it's, like I said, it is challenging. But... you know, like, not to pat myself on the back, I have really good adaptability skills too. So, you know, in my opinion, I think I did pretty good making the transition when we started work from home. But like I said, I miss the camaraderie. I miss being with you all. I miss our morning talks in your office.
Yes.
You know, doing our banter, you know, so that's why I really do appreciate this podcast, you know. But yes, I miss seeing everybody every day, and I miss being in my awesome cubicle because it's
awesome.
That's
true. People don't know Dana. They're going to get to know Dana through this show. Now, I only have known Dana for however long you've worked with us in the office, other than occasionally you would stop by and say hi to other employees because you had been a student employee back in the day. Dana's got her own personal style. Let's just put it that way. I mean, of all the cubicles, you would definitely not mistake her cubicle for anyone else's. And again, also, I've seen the pictures, you know, since we've started all this, and I've gotten some equipment to you. We got more equipment coming to you. I've seen your computer station go from this poor little sad computer from the 1980s, and unfortunately the oldest laptop other than the one that I have from the office, set up on a rickety table. And now you have this, and if there's a way we can put pictures in the show notes at some point, we'll show our studio setups. Dana's got the largest monitor in the world on the wall. And she's got the microphone, and she's got the big, nice, beautiful computer keyboard. Just a beautiful setup, Dana. I got to say, you've really done something there.
Man, I will say this work from home gave me a reason to upgrade everything.
You've upped your game, you know? No doubt.
Man, to the next level as much as possible.
Well, you know, I mean, I feel the crunch myself sometimes. It's interesting because I now, obviously doing this podcast, I have headphones on, as you do probably. And we have a microphone in front of us. So I have a microphone on a boom stand, and it's a professional microphone. Don't cheap out. In fact, I was reading some Wall Street Journal article, I think it was, talking about for Zoom meetings and other meetings, if you had $900 budget or whatever, spent $800 of it on audio and $100 on a camera, because cameras are cameras, you know? I mean, you can't go, but now I get commentary from people on campus like, that looks really cool. What are you doing? Are you doing a podcast or something? And then I go, yes, I am. And then yesterday, while talking with academic counselors on campus about some changes in financial aid rules, one of them was commenting on it. So I turned my camera on my computer to show them my my mixer board where we record the shows, and I have the sound effects built in. They're like, holy moly, you really went all out. I go, well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's just part of this. But it sits here with my computer, my home computer. It sits next to my clunky old computer from the office, and I have yet to get to that world of, you know, having a big screen here. So I understand where you're coming from, and I can see why you did what you did when you did your setup.
Absolutely. And then, as you're saying, it does, it makes all the difference. And I have to absolutely agree with you on the mic, because I even myself, because I do use it for, you know, when we're Zoom conferencing. Mm-hmm. Of course, for the podcast here, and you can definitely tell the difference.
Absolutely.
Yes, in the quality. But yeah, definitely had to upgrade the workstation because, again, I felt like I needed to be comfortable. I needed to be myself in order to, you know, just be more productive, you know, just create a space, a workspace again, that so that when I'm logged on, I know that, okay, I'm at work and I can be my at my best.
That's true. You know, I mean, you really need to kind of have that. And, you know, and I know you talked, you know, you talked about this early on. It's really the loss of connectivity you would have had with your fellow employees, our students. In fact, I was just telling that to somebody in an email about how different this is where, you know, I'm used to connecting with students who just, you see them on campus or you see them waiting in line, and you can have that personal touch to see how they're doing, you know, making sure our students are being successful and that we just don't think of them as student ID numbers. Of course, with a 9-digit number for a student ID, it's a little hard to think of someone that way, but still that we think of them, they're people, they're trying to make it through school. And I know you now, you know, I'm going to, you know, as we continue here with this segment, I know you have done some pretty good things in keeping in contact with our fellow employees, including our student workers, because, you know, over this summer, you know, as we hit March and people were working remotely, we brought back some student workers to help us remotely. Some were too busy just finishing up classes. We had two graduate, right? We had two of them graduate this summer.
Yes.
Right. We can use their names because we're not going to use their last names. We have Karen and Inez. They both graduate. They're going to go off to CSUN, both of them.
Yep.
And, you know, so we kind of lost them in the shuffle of things. But I know you did a real good job of connecting with them. And what did you do? You texted them or email? What were you doing out there?
So what we do is, you know, to celebrate accomplishments like that, we all get together, you know, by email, and we text each other and, you know, we let each other know, hey, you know, like Dennis mentioned, you know, Karen is, she's graduating, Inez is graduating. Let's pull our funds together and get them something nice. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we did, you know? And, so we, you know, got them graduation gifts. I actually was able to drop off Inez's gift, in person.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. So that was really nice seeing her and meeting her kids. Mm-hmm. That was nice. And Monica, one of our fellow co-workers, she dropped off Karen's gift.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. You know, it's I know it's hard sometimes, you know, obviously with the distance and stuff like that, but it's good that we're doing that. And have you done any kind of like informal Zooms or anything like that so you can see a little face to face?
Oh, yes, yes. So that actually was started by Marisol, our supervisor, everybody. So she is the one that, you know, reaches out to us and tells us, you know, hey, guys, you want to, you know, maybe after work, you know, zoom in and just catch up. We actually were talking about this the other day, Dennis.
Yeah.
You know, doing one before the start of the semester at the end of the month. So, yeah. So we try to, you know, implement things to keep us connected and, you know, just check up on each other, make sure we're staying healthy. Make sure we're doing okay if you know, we need anything. Again, just keeping, you know, our relationships tight and, you know, just, again, making sure we're okay, you know, because this is, you know, a difficult time right now. So, yeah, we definitely want to stay connected with each other. And this is some of the things that we do to stay connected. And, yeah, we do have a texting thread.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, we'll text each other. And it could be something as simple as don't get mad, Dennis.
I'm not,
you know, hey, did you try the new margarita mix at Costco? So it could be like, you know, something simple like
look,
that.
Look, all of our student employees, at least on the, as far as the podcast is concerned, are all of – legal age or high.
Yes.
So there you go. Don't worry about that. Don't worry. Yeah, no. Well, Dana, we'll maybe talk more on this work from home and how we can help our fellow employees, help our fellow CSFA members, help keep themselves sane. And for those who are supervising or just need some additional help, some ideas out there, we'll keep throwing out week to week. You know, the whole idea of like a friend of mine who's retired, who does the quarantine-y thing, you know, getting together
with a few friends,
you know, and they have a few drinks. He's a cigar smoker. And, you know, that way they're not having to worry about being in a set room. But let's, I know, it's a good idea, good adaptation for the times.
Yeah, it is.
So let's go ahead and take another short musical break here before we head into our slightly extended last sip segment for this last episode of the week. And we're going to be back, and we are back for our last sip segment of the show. Wow, that was a good sip there of whatever it was. Goodness.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
A little hot water, a little hot tea. Yeah. You know, something good. You know, here we are celebrating our second week of WBC, or What's Brewing CSFA Shows, with Dana as our co-host. So, you know, we are finally rolling along. You know, those woohoo for that. You know, because I'll say those first eight or nine shows I did, you know, are kind of what I put in my mind as test shows. You know, 15 minutes, get a single topic out there, talk a little bit about CSFA. So for those who are just joining us now, and I'll say our numbers pumped up as far as people downloading episodes once Dana was on board. I get it. Dana's more exciting than me, and that's okay.
Oh, no, boss.
But, you know, if you want to learn a little bit about CSFA, the structure, the executive board members, you know, go ahead and listen to those first few shows and get a tasting for what's going on. It's some fun stuff. But here we are, Dana. We are in the area where we would be doing an I Dare You To segment, I think. So I think I teased this on Tuesday that I wanted to know if you had one of these. Do you have one for us today?
I sure do.
All right.
And not only is it a dare, it's a double dare you.
Oh, my. Okay.
Ooh. Yes. All right, guys. So I double dare you to check out NPR's Tiny Desk concert series on YouTube. This concert series is awesome, and it features artists from an array of the musical spectrum, whatever you're into. The last show actually was with Norah Jones, and nice. Did you watch it, Dennis?
No, I'm a little behind on them, but I have, thanks to you, I've been watching a lot of those.
Okay. Oh, man, you guys, come on. Don't sleep on this. Actually, after you download this podcast and listen to it, you need to go ahead and log on YouTube and just type in Tiny Desk and just start watching it and let it roll for the rest of your day.
You know, that is a great choice there, because I'll say
yes.
It's a little like, I'm going to save this one if I can. I'm going to save the I Dare You to Watch Live from Daryl's House, which is
Daryl Hall's show. Yes, that one is awesome too.
I don't want to go deep into it, but just like that, what I'm going to say about Tiny Desk is it was a show that you turned me on to from artists that you would like, but I found those to be awesome. And I found artists that I liked and new ones. And it's the same thing with this Live from Daryl's House. I'm guessing I might as well just go in and talk about that as my I Dare You to Watch is Live from Daryl's House. This is Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates. You know, the best-selling duo ever in pop music. he started the show years ago just on the web from his house in upstate New York. And he had this old house that he had this gigantic room that he built onto. I think he said he literally like moved a barn from somewhere else and put it onto the house and made that his studio. And he would invite musicians up there, not just well-known ones. I mean, he had CeeLo Green.
He had that's one of my favorites, actually.
Aloe Black, newer artists still. But he brought in these other artists like Fitz and the Tantrums way before they became... you know, the super famous hand clap people. And he'd bring in all these wonderful artists, a lot of new ones. And I started buying albums of all these new people, you know. And so it had the same kind of effect on me, just like Tiny Desk. I would see, just awesome music. I mean, Norah Jones, I've had a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
But Trombone Shorty was on there, one of my favorite jazz musicians, and being a former trombone player, really love his music. But, you know, just Nathaniel Ratcliffe, I think it is, and the Night Sweats, and just a variety of great musicians coming on Tiny Desk. And again, it is what it is, right, Dana? When they say Tiny Desk, it's them kind of crowded around.
That's exactly what... that's exactly what the set is. Well, now the artists, they're doing their sets from their home. So that's how they've been recording. But yeah, but literally the set is a tiny office set with a live audience. You know, that's usually what the format is.
Yeah, they look like they're crammed in a library.
Yes.
When they're at the NPR studios.
Yes. And like you're saying, Dennis, oh my gosh, like so many great artists. And so some of my favorite are, of course, my boy Thundercat.
Understandable.
And you guys need to check that out, that episode, and check out his bass skills. I mean, on another level. Otherworldly, actually, I think is a better term to use. He's on another level. But anyways, another favorite of mine is Common at the White House. So they actually filmed the show.
I think I remember that episode.
Yes. That one was during Obama's administration. But oh man, that set too is on a level. And the Mac Miller one is really good too. You know, before he passed away.
Oh yeah. I hear you. Yeah. I mean, it's just a great show. It's a good way to introduce yourself to new music and get yourself out there.
Oh man. So such good stuff. So you guys, you know, go ahead and check it out. Don't sleep on it. I mean, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome music series.
Yeah. Well, Dana, I think we're just about out of time for today, but there's always next week and there's always new episodes. So I want to thank our co-host, Dana, for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And hey guys, remember to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You'll find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter.
For this and all WBC Podcast. Find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com and search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on the Apple Podcasts app. And you can find our episodes at wbcisfa.podbean.com. That's wbcccsfaaa.podbean.com. That's pod and bean as one word.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis and myself.
That's right. And this has been episode number 13, recorded the morning of Friday, August 21st, 2020. Have a great day.
And you guys have an even greater weekend.